Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello. This is an intro, and it is an intro to a podcast called Cuddle Club. I'm Lou Sanders. Welcome to meet you, as the old phrase goes. This week, I'm joined by Lolly Adefope. I love her. You'll love her too. You probably know her from Shrill, Miracle Workers, Ghost, you know, everything like this. She's an actress, comedian, improviser, and 100% whole good woman, okay? 100% whole good woman. Is that a t-shirt? Let's see. Love you. Hello.
Hello. I'll start with hello.
Hello.
I was singing a song before you came on.
Oh.
Let me see if I can try and remember. It was about you. I sort of thought I've got a hit on my hands here.
Yeah.
As I was singing it.
Yeah. I thought, you should have recorded it.
Oh, I think I've got a hit on my hands. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day with Lolly Adefope. With Lolly Adefope. And then I changed the tempo and it really is whatever you want it to be.
That's really nice.
Have you got a song for me?
It's funny you should say that, Lou, because I do have a song for you.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to hear it?
Yes!
Okay.
Rather.
Without further ado, here it goes. Yeah. Lou Sanders.
Yeah.
You know you're rocking with Lou Sanders.
Beautiful.
Is it more? You gotta rock with Lou Sanders. Yeah. Kind of goes on like that.
I'll clap you out.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll clap you out of the podcast. Now, before you came on to the podcast, you were eating a little pot of jelly.
And I was.
I've not seen a grown adult eating jelly.
And I knew that. And that's why I wanted to sort of shake things up on this podcast.
I love that, Lolly.
Yeah.
I love that. No one's come onto the podcast.
It's a heart. Yeah. Well, to be fair, these are kind of, these are for adults because they have 10 calories printed on the front.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's not for children.
No. Every day is a party day when you're Lolly Adefope.
Thank you for saying that.
Thank you for listening. It really is a bloody joy to see you. We only see each other if we're podcasting, isn't it, really?
This is true. Yeah, yeah.
At this stage in the game. Because of the pandemic.
Because of the novel coronavirus, yeah.
Yeah, it's Corona 19.
You know, there was a time when we could see each other in the park, but that time is not right now.
A court of law is not going to get in the way of my feelings for you.
Look, have you ever seen the film 12 Angry Men?
No, but it sounds right up my street.
Look, those 12 men are gonna charge you as guilty if you meet up with me in a park. That's all I'm saying.
I might have seen 12 Angry Men. I've seen a lot of things with a lot of men in them. You know, sure. You sort of think there's probably 12. There's
well,
probably
yeah,
12
it's,
of these.
It's the name of any film that wins an Oscar or something.
Or dare I say, panel show?
Well, yeah.
Hang on a minute. Ask me again if I've seen 12 Angry Men.
Lou, have you seen the film 12? Sorry, no, not the film.
No, yeah,
Lou,
yeah,
have
yeah.
you seen 12 Angry Men?
She knows how it works. Oh, is that a BBC comedy panel show?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Good stuff. Good stuff from us, really.
We're cuddling up. We're cuddling down. We're cuddling all around. So, Lolly, personal question. Have you ever listened to one of these podcasts? I imagine not. You're too busy filming.
I have, actually. Have you? Listened to Aisling B's episode.
Oh, that was terrible podcast. Sound. That's the only one that's got really bad sound.
I did wonder.
Yeah, she did it herself.
She's a successful actress. Why can't she afford a microphone?
That was the one where, that's the only one that wasn't produced, because sure. Aisling could only do it the time she could do it, and then busy gal. Yeah. And the producer couldn't do it at that time, so we thought, we're independent modern women. What could possibly go wrong? Well, I'll tell you what could go wrong. I didn't record it. Yeah, that's the first thing. No, when I did record it, Aisling's sound was terrible. Anyway, wow. It's a podcast. You get the idea.
We're here now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're here now. You've committed to this now. Nice friend. So you ready for the quick fire round?
Absolutely.
Okay, now this is, what do you think this is? Quick fire.
What do I think it is? Quick fire questions. Yes.
Yeah, quick fire questions. Basically what I'm saying is you got to answer them quickly and no one ever does.
Sure. I'll try my best.
Okay. I think one of the problems is they can't understand me, so they have to repeat.
Also, I think that if you answer the questions quickly, you're not going to be giving the true answer.
No,
you're just
no,
saying an answer.
Opposite, I think.
No. I think I'll just be saying an answer that makes sense if I try to do it really quickly.
Well, these aren't the deep questions. We get some depth as it goes on, as in the podcast, as in life. You don't start off saying to someone at a party,
we're all of us in the gossip, but some of us are looking at the stars. Well, if you mean, then you do.
Well, Lolly, you might be in the gutter, but you're looking at a star right now on Zoom.
I'm looking at two of them, so I'm actually on gallery view.
Yeah, so am I, actually, yeah.
So is the priority speed or truth? I can try and find a balance, but...
A balance.
Okay,
I think,
okay.
As in podcasting, as in life, a balance.
Sure, a balance, yeah.
Okay, quick fire round. Shall we hug a hoodie?
Yes.
Should we hug David Cameron?
No.
What are all the politicians doing now there's no dinner party circuit?
Taking money from children who need it.
Yeah. David Icke or on your bike?
On your bike.
How many wees a day on average are you?
5.
Drinking.
Drinking? Oh. 5.
Oh, okay, great. Well done. That was a quick fire round.
Yay. That's it.
Yeah, really, really, you can sort of relax now. The quick fire's
okay,
over.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Cuddly sort of gal before the pandemic?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, love a cuddle.
Anyone you can get your hands on?
Get your hands on. You know what I also love is linking arms. I think it's quite underrated.
Oh, that's nice, actually.
I love to link arms with someone, especially like, you know, when you're, for example, you're at the pub and then you're moving on to somewhere else afterwards, perhaps someone's house, and you're walking there with a big group. I know you and I have been in situations like that with comedians and things. And, and you link arms with the person that you're walking with. Lovely.
God, I've just had a flashback. I don't know if I'm imagining it or not. And I do think we've linked arms. And
I think
dare
we probably
say,
have.
I dare say I absolutely fucking loved it, probably.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is about linking arms is that it can last quite a long time. Cuddling can as well, but you're stopping the world to cuddle. You know.
Yes, you are. Oh my God, Lolly.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Linking arms last longer.
Yeah.
Bring it back. I'm going to start an Avis campaign. Bring back linking arms.
Yeah. Especially when you're in a big group and, you know, a cuddle is very special. You know, sure, you can cuddle everyone and that is nice sometimes. I went through a period of whenever I would leave a party, I would make sure to give everyone a big hug, and then I stopped doing that because it was actually kind of annoying. But
for them,
you know, for them, yeah, they told me to stop. They begged me to stop. But if you're, for example, you know, 15 people walking from one place to place, it's easy to get lost in the group. It's easy to feel a lack of connection with the people around you. You know, you can feel lonely in a crowded room, but once you link arms, you made that connection. It's not too stifling. If a person doesn't like close contact. You can still carry on with your journey, but you've got that little bit of comfort and there.
Sometimes couples do it as well. Mm. And I think, why not? It's sort of like, I'm imagining a couple, you know, they're 44, but they're cool. Caramel coats, Adidas stands. They're linking arms. They're going for a walk around the heath. And do you know what? Yes. Good luck to them.
Yes. And also, if they were to hold hands, that couple, I would think, all right.
Yeah.
You know, we get it. You're in love. But linking arms is so casual and yet says so much.
Yeah, it says you're probably in an open relationship.
Yeah, but they're happy about it.
They're happy about
it. It's working for them.
Yeah, and who are we to judge?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, now she's asking. What's the best advice either you've been given or would give someone? Either one.
The best advice I've been given is, well, you know what I like? I like acting advice, because there's so much acting advice that's like bad and cringe. Mm. But when you hear like a little snippet of advice from someone about how, because acting is kind of made up, like people just do it. It's like, I don't really think it's a craft. it's just like, you just do it and sometimes it comes out good and sometimes it comes out bad.
Yeah. I love that, because there's so much pomp around it. There's so much.
You can't teach someone to act, I don't think. You can teach them how to like do an impression of someone, maybe. But like,
you can teach them not to act, the giddy way, but you can't teach them to act.
Yeah. So when you do get little snippets of acting advice, I am like, okay, that's actually solid gold. And one that I heard is that when people in real life are upset and when they're about to cry, in general people hold back crying, whereas actors tend to cry and like cry lots and do the like gestures that come with crying, whereas actually in real life people are trying not to cry. They're not trying to cry.
So in real life people are trying not to cry, is that the advice?
The advice is, and this is only for actors because they're the only people I respect and speak to. If you have to do a crying scene, remember that in real life, people are trying not to cry.
Now we need to change that into a pithy marketing thing, merchandise or something like that.
Yes.
Don't cry unless you're an actor.
Well, the opposite.
Oh, cry if you're an actor.
An actor, you say? That's the, this is the advert. An actor, you say, a crying scene, you say.
Yeah.
Well, don't try to cry.
Right. Do you understand what the word pithy means?
Okay.
This is a new Cuddle Club mix up, new questions. And I've got to say, this has never gone well. Not once. Stop crying. Stop crying. A nice t-shirt with stop crying on. Is that it?
I would actually probably buy that. It's quite cool.
Go on, take us back then. History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, certainly.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee. Is it the war? It's not the war, is it? Did your parents have a favourite?
My brother was the favourite. Yeah. Although he'll say that I was the favourite, so, you know.
Oh, really?
You do, yeah.
Then maybe neither of you, both of you were the favourite.
He was the favourite.
Why'd you say that?
Well, he went to Oxford and, you know, he's very intelligent, very successful.
What does he do?
He is a financial strategist.
Whoa!
Yeah. Very intelligent, very cool guy.
Yeah, he's lovely.
I know
boy.
I'm sort of more arty, more creative. Yeah. I wanted to do, you know, I wanted to go down an unconventional career path. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to wear my Green Day hoodies. I wanted to wear my Green Day t-shirts. I wanted to hang around outside HMV.
Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, he did the more conventional route. So I think he was the favourite.
And now?
And now, you know, maybe more equal, but I think these things never really go away.
But do your parents, are they proud of you now?
Yeah, I think they're proud of me now. Because
are they fans of ghosts?
Yes, fans of Ghosts, big fans of Ghosts. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I think Ghosts more than anything else, probably.
What about Hulu? Have they got Hulu?
I don't think they have Hulu, which is a shame. Well, but then, Shrill is available on iPlayer. So.
And that's a key message of the podcast.
Yeah, and I did come on the podcast to say that.
Shrill is available, on iPlayer. Yeah. Is that a t-shirt?
I think that could be a t-shirt. Yeah.
Or
could be on the back of the other t-shirt.
What about I've got Shills, they're multiplying? Because now it's on iPlayer.
Yes. I've got Shills, they're multiplying. Shrill is available on iPlayer.
And that's why it's multiplying, because it's on multiple platforms.
And that's why it's multiplying, because it's available on multiple platforms.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will, it's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton.
Okay, here's a question from Alan de Botton. I'll just shuffle them, first one that comes up. Did you ever bully anyone when you were growing up, and were you bullied? So were you either bully or bully?
I don't think I was, like, actively bullied. I think everyone sort of gets bullied, like,
yeah,
on a low level.
Yeah.
And I definitely got that. And then in like high school, you get, you know, you get your microaggressions, but it wasn't active bullying. I didn't experience active bullying, and I never bullied. But there was this girl in my primary school who did used to get bullied, and I suppose you could say I was a bystander, because I was friends with some people who not bullied her, but would sort of, you know, ask her loads of questions and like
taunt,
yeah, bother her, and I never would. And one day she brought in chocolates for all of the bullies to keep them off her back. And I was so annoyed, because I was like, I don't get any chocolate because I've never bullied her.
Oh,
and I remember
thinking,
like, I remember feeling a bit sad, because I was like, I want chocolate.
Yeah. What sort of life lesson is that? So did you give her a good old shove in the head?
Yeah, punch her in the head and
give me my chocolates, you bitch.
I think I remember talking to my mum about it and being like, yeah, she brought in chocolates for everyone. And my mum was like, are you that desperate for chocolate that you're like worried about the fact that this girl didn't bring in any chocolate for you? She was like, I can give you chocolate. Like, why are you so fussed? Like, worried about it.
Because the things, honestly, that we do, well,
there's something about free stuff that's just so alluring.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this. I was actually doing an Ocado order the other day.
Please.
And you know, at the end when you have to scroll through all the stuff that they're trying to get you to buy.
Yeah.
And they're like, did you forget all of this stuff? And I think before, at Christmas, I ordered a box of celebrations.
Yeah.
And then the next time I was making my Ocado order, they were like, you forgot to get your box of celebrations. And then I thought to myself, like, I could buy a box of celebrations.
Yeah.
And then I would just have a box of celebrations in the house. That'd be nice. And then I didn't do it. But if someone gave me a box of celebrations, I'd be so happy.
I know.
But it just felt mad to buy a box of celebrations.
Well, it's the freedom of having a box of celebrations, but then, well, you can't stop yourself, can you? So then, you know, it only leads to misery. Last night I had two pasta dinners, like massive bowls
of
pasta dinners.
That's lovely.
But oh, it's not really. And then Luke ate a whole saucepan of pasta. Like, it was insane the amount of pasta we had, like three packets. Yeah. Insane.
This is what also I've realised about growing up is that portion sizes, you just, what, like, you, we all eat loads.
Yeah.
And it, I yeah, think it's fine. But like, whenever I make chicken thighs, when you get a packet of chicken thighs, me and my boyfriend always eat the whole packet.
Yeah.
And it's not like a huge thing. Why did our parents do that? I know.
Our parents sort of had this bit of a, feels like our parents had a bit of a stop button or a kind
of. Yeah. I guess money.
But yeah, maybe money, but maybe just respect for themselves and their body.
But I do find the same with pasta. It's like you eat a bowl of pasta and then you're like, oh, I'll have a little bit more. And you have another bowl.
I've started to have two dinners most nights. Mm. And but one's at 11 p.m. and I don't think it's good for your body because it needs some time to digest and I don't really give it.
Well, the thing I think more importantly is that you listen to your body, and if your body wants it.
Yeah, my body doesn't want it. It's saying, fuck off and stop shoveling things in. I've got all this work to do.
Well, you could put this music under anything.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just that Alain de Botton thing made me think, I always used to think, God, if I had a kid, would I rather that they be the bully or the bullier?
Mm.
Like bullied. I mean, bully or definitely bullied. You know. Yeah, but like what a scar that's going to
I know, but
send on them.
If you had a child who was a bully, I don't think I'd be able to look them in the eye.
Go on, son.
Did you ever see that, you know, that thing on Reddit called Am I the Arsehole? And then it has like people giving their stories. And people have to decide whether they were the arsehole or
not. No, because I don't go on Reddit because it scares me.
No, to be fair, and I did see a screenshot on Twitter. I don't go on Reddit either. But there was a guy who was talking about his son and how his son had exams coming up in America, I think this was. And he had to do a group project with his friends for part of the exam. They basically weren't allowed to help each other or something, but they were in a group, something like that. And then this group that this kid was in did help each other, so they cheated, and the kid told the teacher, I think because they'd sent screenshots of their WhatsApp group, and so then in the group they all knew that there was someone in the group who had sent screenshots, which is quite a stupid thing I think for the boys to do. So then they said who did it, and the boy said that he didn't do it, which is even worse. So then the boy went to tell his dad and was like, I don't know what to do, because if they find out that it was me, then they won't be friends with me anymore.
Yeah.
And the dad, I don't think he shouted, but I think he said, like, that was really stupid what you did. And then all the comments were like, because the dad was basically being like, am I the arsehole? Because my wife told me I was being too stern on the kid. And all the comments were like, yeah, the dad's the arsehole. And I was like, the dad is completely right. And the kid is an idiot.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you shouldn't have done it. So he's told him he shouldn't have done it.
He shouldn't have done it, and then he should have owned up to it if he was
and
I think that the kid was like, oh, they're not gonna be friends with me, and the dad said something like, I wouldn't want to be friends with you if you did done that to me.
I think it's a bit harsh. I think when a kid's in a hole, like, you do stupid things when you're a kid, don't you? You sort of like, I don't know, like your brain is different, I think, when you're a kid.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think you do things because I don't know, like, you panic or you do something. And I think you need the sanctity of your parents to be like, well, I love you. It's a stupid thing you did, but I love you. Rather than just like, yeah, I agree with them. You're a cunt.
I would be in shock as the dad. I'd be like, who are you?
Yeah.
Because you're imagining that he's another adult, and you're imagining an adult doing it. So you're like, that's weird. But actually, for a kid, it is just, you just do weird things. That's true.
I mean, I find it hard to think of kids as kids. I'm always like, I used to argue with my nephews, and then my brother would be like, Lou, like, the guy's five.
But
he's picking on me. I was honestly like, yeah, but why is he picking on me? He's like, he's five. I remember once my nephew was like, oh God, well, she's just like another big kid anyway. She's not a proper.
That's such a compliment.
Getting jealous of them. Give me the last cookie.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Best cuddle you've ever had?
I have a question.
Oh, are we
drawing a line between cuddles, hugs, embraces?
No.
It's all part of the same.
Well, the thing is, this podcast is on such thin ground, really. but I don't think I can go any more niche. So okay, I'm sure. Including sexy cuddles, wiggle yeah. cuddles, spoons. The whole lot under okay. one umbrella. Yeah, yeah.
I would say really. The best cuddle I've ever had is when I was filming Shrill in America yeah. and my boyfriend came to visit me. And I hadn't seen him for, I think, like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And he got out of the taxi and he came to the apartment and he gave me a big hug.
Oh.
It was really nice. And I've actually got a picture of him. He's just got out of the taxi and he's just got his bags and he's running to the door of the apartment. So he's like in motion holding the bags.
Oh.
It's really nice.
He's really excited to see you.
Yeah, yeah.
That is lovely.
You know, and he's been on a long flight, so he stinks. But it's,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but it's my stink.
But it's my stink, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's lovely. So that's best and worst in one, really.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Do tell us this one. Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me.
Who would you most like to hug, alive or dead, human or other? That's what it says. That's what I've written.
Do you know who I think would give a good hug? Miriam Margolis.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
What are you basing it on?
She just seems like quite a cuddly person.
I'm just going to Google her, okay?
You'll know who she is. You'll know. She says funny things. She goes on This Morning. She's an actress.
Oh, yeah. I like her.
Yeah.
She's got a very expressive face. Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope this is okay to say. She looks like she'd give a lovely hug and she looks like she'd know a few sort of good recipes like apple crumble, very comforting yes. foods.
I actually think she's quite like bonkers, so I wouldn't be surprised if she like never cooks apple crumble, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, maybe it didn't feel right saying that because you're sort of laying a thing about sort of matriarchal thing on, you know, why, just because she looks homely or she's a bit older, yeah. You know, there's a lot of judgment coming in.
Sure. Well,
We have to unpack these things. You can't just go and point at a woman and say apple crumble.
That's a t-shirt.
That's a t-shirt. Okay. Last question. Have you ever had a moment, you must have, and I felt really embarrassed asking this question to Jordan Stevens, and then, do you know, I love him so much, he's so nice,
yeah, yeah.
And I felt really embarrassed asking him, and then he gave me two like amazing answers, and then I thought, just grow up, you know, life is life.
Quite a lot of pressure on me to come up with an amazing
answer. I know, to be fair, one of them he didn't want in, but no, he did in the end. Anyway, have you ever had a moment where you've just got like, you must have, but it's hard to pinpoint, I suppose. And anyway, a moment where you've had like loads of, like just so much joy bursting from your little heart and you're like, oh my God, I'm so happy.
Yes.
No. Imagine if you're like, no, never.
Yes, I have.
Can you remember?
Well, it's funny, I actually just said this on a podcast. I actually did another podcast earlier. And I was talking about today. It was a podcast, a conversation with Sarah Pascoe for International Women's Day.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
It was very nice. Mm. And we talked about Glastonbury and I was saying how much I love it and Sarah hasn't been before. And the first time I went, well, actually every time I've been to Glastonbury, I've been like, God, this is amazing. I love it. I'm having the time of my life.
Now, would you say that that is because of the MDMA you're also taking?
Look, this is the thing. You know, I don't want to confirm or deny.
Yeah, it does open up. Yeah, I've got.
But I think it's both. I think it's about both.
Yeah, I've got some material about that. So here's something on that. I don't see gin in the Pyrenees anymore, but when I did see this other guy, actually, he was like a Reiki guy. He said, right, when you go to Latitude and you take MDMA, I don't take it anymore, but I did. He said, protect yourself. This is going to sound mad, but he said, when you do, he'd taken drugs in his past and stuff. He said, when you do it, protect yourself like and ask for protection, because sometimes when you're opening yourself up to those channels, it can get a bit, you know, like, whatever, you're opening yourself to the other stuff. So the first night I took some Mandy and I did a thing with my two friends, and I just said, please protect us, please cover us in light, just like it lasted like 10 seconds what I was saying. Mm-hmm. And then my friends were like, oh my god, we really felt that, like if you don't do comedy you could go into energy work, because we really felt that was amazing.
Wow.
had the time of our lives. The wow. second night forgot to do it, and got into loads of neggy stuff, like lost my friends, like was hanging around with this girl who was like, who's the worst person in comedy, who do you hate, like all this dark stuff. And I was like, I don't want to, I just want to concentrate on dancing. And I was like, oh right, well, it's worth doing just in case.
Yeah definitely.
Anyway,
so what did you say? You just said you just a little quick ceremony to protect you.
Yeah, I can't even remember. It was just like the intention. Sometimes I think intention is good. Totally. Of like if you know, I go roller skating now. Sometimes I say out the move I want to do before it, and I say to myself, "You've got this. You know what you're doing." And even like that intention of that's a story.
That's beautiful.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something, and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
So the end of the podcast is what it is I hug you remotely and then you see if you can feel it.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about this. I really want to get in there. So I did lick my lips before. don't worry about that. Because it's a very safe... It's a safe, platonic, safe hug, okay?
I'm going to close my eyes. Safe.
Okay, yeah. And I'm coming in. I'm scooping you up. And a little pat on the back, a kiss on the cheek, and out I go.
Yeah, I felt it.
Was it lovely?
I didn't feel the pat on the back.
Did you not?
No, but I definitely felt the scoop.
Okay, great.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm going to say the words, I'm ready for mine, okay?
Okay.
My hug.
I'm coming in. Always tight.
It's lovely.
It's tight. It's secure. I've got
you. I really like that hug. I can't wait till we can hug him.
Oh, I can't wait. It's a little bit longer than you thought it was going to be. And now I'll let you go.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Lolly Adefope, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're the perfect podcast guest.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. Yeah, I don't know why, but you just are.
Wow.
I guess that's goodbye.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate you having me on. And you've got a wonderful podcast in your hands. Don't let it go. That's what I'm saying. When the big guys come and they ask you to sell out, you hold on to it.
So that was Lolly Adefope. Oh my God, what a beautiful woman, inside and out. If you want to follow Lolly, you probably already are, but she's on Instagram, Lolly Adefope, L-O-L-L-Y, you can find it, A-D-E-F-O-P-E. She's in Shrill, it's on TV, is what it's on. And she's also on Twitter, at Lolly Adefope. She's also coming up for another series of Ghosts, and she's also in This Time with Alan Partridge. I mean, I love that girl, and you do too. Do follow at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Okay, I've done the hard work, so you don't have to. What does that mean? I don't know, I just said it. Love you, bye. Oh, remember to CC everybody in, if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.